When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hi, I'm Nick Capper. Welcome to the first episode of On the Road Again. Now, this one we went to, in the first episode, we went to Glen Rowan on the way to Canberra. Man, what a great place. Harley Davidson's, T-shirts, Ned Kelly.
The big Ned Kelly.
The big Ned Kelly.
You didn't introduce me as well. I said you want to introduce this episode. You introduced yourself.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to do the whole thing. Anyway, that's just the way things are going. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the first episode with me, Nick Capper, and Matt Stewart, because this, as we've said before, was a journey that changed our lives, wasn't it?
Honestly, comedy, us, the world, will never be the same again.
So beautiful. And Glen Rowan, I could have stayed a night there.
Oh, yeah, love Glen Rowan. Oh. We had a great, I don't know, we probably mentioned this in the episode. Mm. We had a great bakery stop off there as well.
Had a great chat. And
that's a good bit of sizzle. We might talk about the lunch we had that day.
Yeah. As well as a man from Tasmania we ran into. So.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah. Awesome.
So enjoy.
He's on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, welcome. We don't know what we're going to call the podcast yet, but I'm Nick Capper.
Hi, I'm Matt Stewart.
And we don't know. We're trying to figure out a name for this podcast. We have no idea. We have no idea. Maybe we'll put it to you guys. But then we've got to say welcome back all the time.
Yeah. We'll come up with something.
Come up with something. Basically, we are currently on the road. We left Melbourne. How long have we been on the road for, Matt?
On the road? What about that as a title?
On the road?
That just came up organically there.
I just thought there might be another podcast called On the Road.
I think Jack Kerouac died before podcasts came about.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, I think I just saw a car and I just thought maybe they thought that I was a... I had my phone and I was shoving it in Matt's face or something, and I was like, oh no, if that's a policeman, this whole trip will be ruined, because we are doing this for not much money.
Don't worry, cops, it's not a phone, it's a podcast. Oh, well, go on your way. You got bigger problems.
Yeah. These dorks are fine. So what we're doing is we're going to Canberra. So we're doing a gig tonight at the Civic Hotel. And then tomorrow, we go to Goulburn. Do a gig there at the Goulburn Club.
Not far from the big merino.
Not far from... No, there's a big merino. We just went through Glen Rowan, the big Ned Kelly. Talked to a few people there. But anyway, then we go from Goulburn to Wagga, where we do the great River Arena Comedy Club. I love that gig. I am psyched for that. Did it last year. It was great.
Yeah, so good. Dane Simpson's show.
Shit of a bloke. Shit of a bloke. Do not like him, but we will go do the show for the money. For the money. Yeah. And then on Saturday we do Orange with Nick, our friend who is running a cafe.
Called the best cafe in Orange.
Yes, the Factory Espresso. So we're gonna do those gigs. So we thought we'd kind of make a podcast of us on the road.
It's the best coffee north of Melbourne.
Yeah, it's the best coffee kind of in that around that region. Is Orange the Riverina?
Well, you're the New South Welshman. I'm not sure.
Yeah, oh, man.
I'm Big V all the way.
Big V.
This is state versus state, mate versus mate. Yeah.
We're gonna have a one-on-one a rugby league match, which will be terrible. I don't know how you meant
to play. I know, we're going to play some sort of a hybrid rugby league AFL Aussie rules game.
Matt Stewart and I, Nick Abbott, we're going to hopefully review some food places. Actually, man, I just thought of an idea. Maybe we should put it out on Twitter or something that we're making a podcast.
Yeah.
And we want some recommendations.
Yeah, good idea.
So we'll ask you guys the recommendations, and we'll have. I'm trying to look for some nice food places. I'm on a bit of a health kick lately, man, because I got to film something for TV. I got to look good, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. No TVs have bought it yet. No TV stations have bought it, but that's me being optimistic. So I'm trying to look good. I'm trying to look healthy for the television.
It's such a funny thing. Looking like a slob's worked for you for so long.
Oh, man, yeah. look, man, if it was up to me, I'd just look like a slob, right? But yeah, even trying to be healthy, I still look like a slob, so I got to be extra. And it's going to be so hard, man. So many free beers. You and I, we love a free beer. Yeah.
The tastiest of all the beers.
And before it was just like, oh, yeah, I can knock back a free Carlton Draft. Who cares? But now craft beer is in every pub, man. Every fucking pub. Craft beer staring at us.
Knock back means two different things, quite opposite as well.
Oh.
I could knock back a free cold draft means drinking.
Oh, yeah. A double meaning struck me again.
Sorry. You confused me.
Sorry if any English as a second language speakers listen to this and they're like, knock back. But he's going to knock back one. What's he doing with a double knock back?
They've paused at the moment. They've asked a friend, what did he mean by this?
And also people saying, people thinking, well, Carlton Draft is pretty good. Why would you knock one back? And then there's the pro Carlton Draft people going, yeah, I agree with Nick. I would knock one back.
Yeah, you nailed it, actually. You pleased everyone.
I've fucking confused everybody, but it's great. I don't know why I'm swearing so much. I think I've been listening to a bit of Marc Maron too much, you know. He's just like, pow, I just had my coffee.
Lock the gates.
What are you looking forward to, Matt? Food?
Yeah, food. I love doing country shows. I love country towns.
Yeah.
Country Australia is my favourite. I love cruising around. Not that we're going to tiny towns, and they're all pretty big, but...
Yeah.
I look forward
really
to stopping.
Getting out the outback of Canberra.
I mean, even Orange is pretty big, but I mean, we'll stop at some small towns on the way around as well.
We're in a small car. I don't even know how we'll make it out to Wagga on those roads, those outback roads.
Well, that's the why I brought a roll of electrical tape. So if we have any troubles, I'll be able to patch them up.
We should get a water bottle and jerry can, one of those big water.
We've already changed the fuse over. Yeah. We could fix any problem, I reckon.
Yeah, we did change. I had to call my dad just because I was afraid.
Don't tell him that.
I'd rip my fuse box out. Actually, I just called him to say hi and tell him he's a dickhead because that's what men do. And I just fixed a car, you idiot.
Just before we fixed that, we also helped someone out with their changing their oil over.
Yeah, which means I poured the oil into the thing. And
it was because she only had one spare hand because she was holding a newborn baby.
Yeah.
That woman was badass. She had three kids.
Honda Odyssey, twins, changing the oil.
Just been sold a lemon. She was furious.
Yeah, she was. I feel sorry for her.
They sold her a car. Some big car lot with an empty oil tank.
What? That is just insanity. And look, I would have stayed there and helped her, but comedy awaits. Hey, yeah. We can't keep the crowds waiting. One lady with a family that could possibly...
She was good to go.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Put a litre in, she was ready to go.
It did worry me when she said it was stalling from no oil, because that means that that it's really worn the sleeve or something like that, and the whole engine's fucked. If it's got no oil, the whole engine's fucked.
Well, if the whole engine's fucked, you should have really stayed there and helped out in some way.
Yeah,
she was at a petrol station, RACV, ready to go. I don't think you were helping out too much, mate. No offence.
Yeah, I know.
You could have stood and looked on.
Yeah, you know, would it, she would have been comfort. Maybe I could have held the twins while she cried.
Leave it. Just, they're all right in the car.
Now, also, we're heading to Canberra, and the guy who organises Canberra gig for us, we said to him yesterday, hey, mate, is there any accommodation? He said, yep, it's fine. Well, he responded kind of ambiguously. He said, nah, we've got it worked out. Meaning, nah, you don't have to find accommodation.
Yeah, it's all sorted.
It's all sorted. And then he said, and we said, yeah, cool, where at? How many hours has it been, Matt? And he hasn't replied
it's
back
yet. It's been a while. So I've just plugged in Canberra into the sat-nav.
Yes.
Hopefully it's somewhere near Parliament House that we're staying.
You know, he goes, you know, it's Canberra. There's the house, near the house thing, Lake Burley Griffith. You'll find it. You'll find it.
For international listeners, do you want to explain what Canberra is?
Canberra's the capital of Australia. It's also got Parliament House there. It's also got a lot of roundabouts. It doesn't have any traffic lights, just roundabouts.
And it was fully manufactured, obviously, but it was built from plans brand new less than 100 years ago, I think.
Yes, it's a lot for any Brazilian listeners. Maybe around 100 years ago? For any Brazilian listeners, it's the Brasilia of Australia. So
that's right. It's like the Wellington of Australia for New Zealand listeners.
Ah.
It's the Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So I think majority of international people would go, oh, capital of Australia, it must be the only city I've ever heard of, Sydney. But you would be incorrect. Next trivia night you go to?
My friends had an argument the other day. They were like, what's the capital of New Zealand? You know what I mean? And someone said, it's definitely Auckland. And I was like, you idiot. You've really screwed up here. It's always the boring one that nobody wants to go to. Or the one, not the boring one, or it's just the one you would go, oh, really?
Yeah.
It's always that one.
Yeah, nearly always. So you go, oh, America must be New York. No, it's Washington, D.C.
I've sucked in, idiot.
But yeah, Wellington, I actually reckon, is a cracking city in New Zealand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never been.
The Windy City.
Isn't that some other...
Chicago, some other I think, Chicago, is like, yeah.
But Wellington...
Turns out there's a lot of windy cities out there. A lot of wind. World's a big place.
There is so much wind. You could almost say every city is the windy city.
That's something I've noticed travelling around. Everyone, all locals think their city is the four seasons in one day city.
Yeah.
Oh, every city's just got changeable weather.
Yeah.
Nah, that's our thing.
Most cities have temperature.
Yeah.
So, we're going to keep you guys fulfilled with the on-the-road kind of style. We're going to tell you some stories. We just went through Glen Rowan. Once again, that's a place where the Australian hero Ned Kelly was shot. I was about to say Ned Kerry.
You are. That is un-Australian, mate. So what? Tell us, not that it's a great story necessarily, but we stood out. We were about to take a selfie in front of it, and then a Tasmanian couple approached us, and one of them said, you're not a Kelly, are you? And I said, mate, I wish.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, and he said, oh, I wish as well.
I wish as well.
It was a beautiful moment. We really connected.
I wish as well. I wish I was related to him.
Yeah.
God damn it. How great, how much better would my life be?
If I had his blood running through my veins.
Dinner parties. Imagine it. There would be a silence at the dinner party. Then someone would say, oh, you know, Al here. He's related to Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the dinner party would fly into a celebration.
Yeah, the neighbours are coming around.
There would be autographs. There would be, your life would be so much better. You wouldn't be some loser travelling around with your wife 3 months a year.
I'm talking about living the dream. So this couple, they're obviously retired or semi-retired, and traveling, every year they catch the boat, the Spirit of Tasmania, up, put their car on it, on the ferry,
yeah,
and then drive around Australia for 3 months. That's a dream.
That is the.
I'd probably mix it up and go overseas every now and then, but I still love that idea. Just getting around and taking in every little bit. They could not have rated the Ned Kelly Museum any higher. Unfortunately, we had to hit the road again, but
Yeah.
On the Road, like the name of this podcast. And they...
We're still... Look, for those, we're still undecided, all right?
I'm pretty close to locked in on the Road. Where are we now? We're about 4 hours away from Canberra, so we're pushing up towards halfway between Melbourne and... We're on the Hume, which is the vast majority of the drive is straight up the Hume Highway.
It is the most boring drive nearly in history.
Yeah, it's got to be. Like, Victoria is sort of classically or famously flat.
Yeah.
It's just paddocks either side of the road.
Yeah.
Just not a lot of interest to look at, not many hills. Very dry.
Yeah.
Gum trees. We got a railway next to us at the moment, which is adding a little bit of interest.
Yeah.
Imagine if there was a train on there, you know?
Oh, man, I would really lose my shit.
I'd break into a sweat.
Yeah, I've been seeing the gap between each railway slat on the bottom to make sure that none of them are, they're all spaced evenly.
Yeah.
Poor. And it has kept me highly amused. We've actually had a real good chat coming in. We've talked about how we don't know how to feel about woke culture. We're both woke, but then also kind of we don't know what's woke and what's not woke. All I know is I constantly backflip on everything.
Yeah, you were saying, so you're having this thought because you're feeling conflicted about going to the zoo, and then you went to the zoo and had a great time.
I had a great time at the zoo.
I find zoos tricky as well because I love animals. I want them to... You know, I want us to do everything we can to help them survive, and I think some zoos are great at that. And I think they can fulfill a really important role. Yeah. But then you've got other zoos that you hear about are really cruel to the animals, and you know, wild animals aren't meant to be in cages, so it's a real tricky one.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Taronga Zoo in Sydney, did not feel good about it. Thought the enclosures were too small.
Right.
And then the zoo I rented recently was Steve Irwin's Australia Zoo.
Irwin, I think of Steve Irwin as like the modern day Ned Kelly.
Yeah, yeah, apparently all the money, that's why he built the zoo, is so he could keep buying land. So the government couldn't mine it.
Yeah, right, he was all about preservation and loving the animals. He copped a bit of flack in Australia for... But I think he was just a genuine... Like, it was all real. Everyone I've heard who knows him is like... It wasn't... None of it was an act. That's just who he was all day long.
How many people do you know Steve Irwin?
Look, I'm probably talking about... Did I make that sound like I was personally connected? I'm probably talking about people I've heard talk about him on TV or radio.
Hey, Cousin Bill, one thing we've never talked about, how you knew Steve Irwin. Hey, the neighbours, they've got Steve Irwin's blood running through their veins.
All right, I'm pretty convinced now that I don't have any direct, don't have any direct connections.
It's true, but it's also kind of, I think it was really him, but also the year that he died, I was in Argentina, and I remember at Christmas, for some reason, they just played everything Steve Irwin, like that a Steve Irwin marathon.
Yeah.
From when he started, quite a quiet, unspoken kind of fella.
Right.
Yeah, he was very shy, but he knew he wanted to get into TV. But then he wanted to get into TV, right. and it was great. It was cool because he was still himself.
Yeah, but I have a funny feeling that some of that would have been... You see the big... Because I do a bit of filming and stuff, and sometimes with corporate clients and stuff, the big personalities shrink way down on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if maybe that had something to do with it as well. Ooh, there's that classic video. Have you ever seen that video where he's on children's TV in the 90s?
Yeah.
And he's holding a snake, and it bites him, I think, on the neck. And he goes... Oh, I've been bitten here. I think we better cut. Just it could not be any calmer. It's the best.
Oh,
it's
really?
One of the best videos I've ever seen. So funny. Just the way he just treats it like it's nothing at all.
So, yeah, that made me feel better about the zoo. Because my mate who lives there who's from around there told me that they buy the land.
Yeah.
It's all for conservation, but also couldn't help but think that maybe things have slipped since old Steve.
Right.
But then again, I don't think so.
Terry's still there, yeah.
Terry's.
And his kids.
She's still doing hard. Bob. She's still doing her hard. Yeah.
What's his other kid called?
Bob and Bindi.
Great names.
They were playing the Bindi Irwin album. At the
what year? It was 2006, right? I think I'm pretty sure he died when I was in France. So it was funny, we were both away then. We're about the same age, so that makes sense.
I remember I was on the top of a mountain in Chile.
We're finding ourselves. I was in Nice.
And I remember someone told me, and I thought it was funny. I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I got back down to the family I was staying with. They were like, Steve Irwin died. Look, it's on the TV. And then it really hit me.
I think it was the same month as Peter Brock.
Oh.
I think it was around almost the exact same time, I think.
That's when the old... Remember that Christmas when heaps of celebs died at once? Like a couple of years ago? And then the old people are just like, oh, it always happens at threes. Okay. Always, you're like, nah, not all the time.
That was Lemmy. Was that Lemmy and Bowie and...
That was also, what's her name from Star Wars?
Oh, yep.
And then her mum also.
Yeah, they died within a day of each other.
Yeah. A real double whammy.
Why am I blanking on her name? Princess Leia. Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher. Yeah.
I think, because
not good for that fan.
It was I've heard theories about why it might be some sort of a fallacy thing that all of a sudden all these celebrities just died, because celebrity culture has become a lot bigger in recent times. And a lot of these people, Carrie Fisher was very young, but a lot of them were late 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Not like dying well before their age, and it's just a thing that's going to start happening. Most years we're going to see a lot of celebrities dying.
Yeah.
Because rock and roll, pop music, they all really exploded in the 50s, 60s, so...
Yeah.
Same with Hollywood culture and stuff, but I guess, I don't know. I'm saying now I'm just shooting my mouth off. I forget, you can do that normally, but when there's a recorder in front of you, you really got to check your facts.
Yeah.
I could say that to you without the mic there and go, I'm confident of this, but now, actually.
Yeah, but then on the mic you did say that you do know people who know Steve Irwin. So I don't know. Our main point is zoos. I guess it depends on the zoo.
Yeah, I think Australia holds pretty high standards. I know America's very different. Another podcast that do go on, this week's episode was about a zoo tragedy where 50 animals ended up being shot because of a privately owned zoo. They all got loose. It was like a real full-on. In America, certain states have no laws about private citizens owning wild animals.
Oh, right.
And Ohio, at least at the time, and it was only, it was less than 10, it was 8 years ago. So, I know in America, these roadside zoos can be horrific for animals, but I think Australia, you won't find anything like that, because you complain sometimes about the nanny state, but sometimes it's like, people need to be protected from themselves in some ways.
Yeah. I know, that's it. Whenever there's a shit law, I'm like, the shit law is not there because it's just some power hungry. Well, sometimes they are.
Yeah, I know. It's a tricky thing, because the same people making the shit laws make the good ones. And you're like, hey, where do you draw the lines? It's very hard. And everyone's line's in a different spot.
But whenever there's a real shit dumb law, you're like, oh, that's because someone's done that.
Yeah.
You know, it's got like that one in... someone was working, I think, on my podcast, The Phone Hacks. Mike was working on a joke where it had in Perth, it said, please do not try to repair broken power lines.
Yeah.
And that's because someone's done that.
That. You wouldn't think a sign like that should be required.
Yeah. But that is because, the reason you have laws is you can't have a cheetah. And that's bad for someone who wants a cheetah. Like, if you find a sick cheetah, God knows where, in Australia, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to nurse this thing. The law's like, no, you can't do that. It's because someone's had a cheetah and they've just let it roam free in a dog park. This is a real bad example.
Off-leash as well. In an on-leash dog park, they let it out off-leash.
And then you've got PC people, got, you know, old people going, well, you can't even do anything anymore. Can't even have a cheetah.
You were going to call old people PC people, or PC gone mad people.
Yeah, PC gone mad people, that's it. Yeah. It's wild these days. Back in my day, I used to have 6 crocs. Nothing bad ever happened. Sure, a bloke up the road will get eaten every now and then, but that's his fault. That's his fault.
There's something in that as well. You know, yeah, it feels like that definitely makes sense until the crocodiles are eating your neighbours. I was like,
Yeah, no, it's like you don't care about the dumb person, it's the people around, it's the mailman that goes in there.
Yeah.
That's what the laws are protecting.
Yeah, you wish the common sense was all you required, but turns out common sense isn't so common after all.
Anyway, I guess we'll check in later. I don't know.
Yeah, how are we going to release this day by day?
I reckon we just record it whenever we want. Your podcast and my podcast require a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that with this one. This is my holiday podcast.
Right.
So we can just turn this on whenever we want.
And no editing, I'm guessing.
No. Bob. Maybe we'll send it to somebody, because Jesus Christ, judging from so far. I mean, that was only 24 minutes, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, we'll check in whenever we stop in a town, maybe we find something good. The bakery at Glen Rowan, which one do you go to? You went to Glen Rowan Bakehouse. Yeah. What's your review? You had a salad sandwich?
I had a salad sandwich there. It was very good. Yep. Okay. The bread was fresh, as you like in a bakery, as it should be. But it's, funnily enough, not always the case.
No.
Who's using day-old bread in a bakery? I guess waste not, want not. But the beetroot probably could have been a little fresher. But apart from that, I thought it was a very good sandwich.
Seven out of ten. Some people go nuts with bread, and they put that yuck crust on it. You know, that hard crust.
Yeah.
That kind of it almost gets sharp on your mouth.
Right. Artisanal.
Yeah. But that looked like that bread looked good, nice and soft.
Yeah, I reckon in low form that would have been a perfect, what do you call it, like a long cube?
a long cube.
Two square at each end.
Yeah.
Then four rectangles. Whatever that is.
Also at Glen Rowan they had a Ned Kelly merchandise shop.
Oh, that was sick. If I had money to burn, I would have bought one of those Ned Kelly on a motorcycle t-shirts for sure.
Yeah, it was Ned Kelly, then just a Harley Davidson there. Because that's not, I don't think that's the shopkeeper's decision morally, but definitely there is a lot of people on Harleys buying Ned Kelly shirts.
That's playing for your crowd.
Yeah, that's really.
That's got knowing your audience.
That is a marketing decision.
Yeah.
Put a Harley, Ned Kelly shirts, they didn't used to sell that well. Just with Ned Kelly standing there with, let's say, I was about to say his Merry Men in the background, but I've confused
the Kelly gang.
With Robin Hood.
He is Australia's Robin Hood.
Yeah, he's Merry Men.
The Merry Kelly gang.
Oh, it's Ned Kelly and his Merry Men.
But I reckon what would have happened is it would have been a family business.
Yeah.
The mum and pop would have always been, whenever... We're only doing Ned Kelly shirts, accurate to the time, 1880s, 1870s, no new technology depicted. And then their kids would have come along and said, nah, we're going to mix it up. We're going to bring in a couple of hogs. And they're like, over my dead body. And there would have been a big battle over it. Eventually, the kids would have taken over the business. The parents would have seen that the units were moving.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they would have said, son, I should have trusted you.
You should
I don't like it, but you can't stand in the way of progress.
It'll be one of those epiphany moments, right? So it's like the drought or something, or the GFC's happened, right?
Yeah.
Not many people are travelling. Not many people are buying Ned Kelly t-shirts. The boss, I mean, you know, the owner, you're right, his sons just sit behind the counter, and they're like, the dad's at the end of his tether. He's like, well... You figure it out. We've changed the shelves around. He goes, you've been nothing but a disgrace to the family. This, ever since you've taken over. And then you start seeing people ride in on Harleys, men with tattoos with the Harley. And then he gets his epiphany. and he sits at the drawing desk. There's like a what, like a montage, like a time lapse.
Yeah. A lot of screwed up papers.
Yeah.
And then, I reckon he's gone away from the family business for a few years to study at like the University of Sydney or something.
Yeah. And then his dad, he's got boxes of t-shirts. His dad's angry at him. He's like, how are we going to eat tonight? He's like, shit, sorry, Dad, sorry. And then someone comes in and goes, hey, could I get four of those Ned Kelly shirts? And he's like, what? And then he gets a phone call. And he's like, hey, I heard you guys have Ned Kelly shirts with a Harley on them as well.
I'd like to order 1,000 units.
Yeah.
Need them by Monday.
Hi, I'm a rich man from Kentucky. I need 10,000 Ned Kelly with Harley Davidson shirts by Monday. And then his dad goes, yippee! Something like that, you know, the computer's broken down. They're ordering too many Ned Kelly and Harley Davidson shirts. People are rocking up, they're going, excuse me, we can't get enough parking. Like his dad goes, what is it now? And he goes, Dad, there's not enough parking. Too many people here for Ned Kelly shirts. It's like, what do you mean? And he just runs out. There's cars like, honk, honk. We want these Ned Kelly Harley Davidson shirts.
At first, the community hates it. They're like, you've ruined our small, quiet town. But then eventually, the bakery is also cashing in.
They're making
Ned Kelly t-shirt vanilla slices.
They start making Harley Davidson Ned Kelly vanilla slices. These cheese and bacon bread didn't sell us till we put them in the shape of Harley Davidson.
The town booms. It becomes...
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Melbourne shrinks.
Yeah.
The population of Glenrowan explodes.
And then he oversteps the mark.
It's a new gold rush.
He oversteps the mark and tries to put, like a Suzuki GXSR speed bike, like not a Harley Davidson. Yeah. Lowers the market for.
Yeah. It's an electric blue motorbike.
Dad, I tell you, I told you dirt bikes wouldn't work. It's a different crowd.
You flew too close to the sun, Dad.
Yeah. Because it also had shirts that said, don't ask Google, my wife knows everything. Which is also the same kind of crowd. Harley Davidson, Ned Kelly, Pride.
Yeah, that was...
And then it kind of had the Eureka flag on a shirt as well.
Eureka flag, which is, you know, the pro-worker flag.
Yeah.
And then you got the... Yeah, the other one was... I can only be nice to one... I can only care about one person a day. And I'm all out of caring today. And tomorrow doesn't look too bloody good either.
So really, it's gone from the Ned Kelly Museum, and they've gone over my dead body. We are just going to have Ned Kelly on our shirts. It's always been about Ned. It's never been about Harleys. To all of a sudden, the business model has expanded way out.
Google really would have infuriated the old man, I reckon.
The moral period, the moral pyramid, shrunk. The ethics and moral values shrunk. Business model pyramid. I keep saying period rather than pyramid. It's really strung out.
Looking forward to seeing you talking on stage tonight.
Yeah, I can't even put words. It's weird how it's my kind of job now and I can't do it. But anyway, it looks like we got a message from Dave saying he knows where the accommodation is.
That's good.
So
It's in Canberra.
We'll leave you on that cliffhanger when we get to Canberra. So this is probably the Glenrowan episode.
Yeah, great.
Okay, so Glenrowan, I give it about an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, loved it.
I've
stopped by there a bunch of times and I'd be happy to stop by again. It's just a really nice town. And you know, I think some of those tourist towns, because they've got a direct connection with Ned Kelly, more than most places, and you do see other towns cashing in, maybe less deservedly so. But they do it pretty big. There's at least 3 Ned Kelly statues in a small town. But I still feel like it's not overplayed.
Not, it's not overplayed.
And I do love in particular how the big Ned Kelly statue is wearing yellow chinos.
Yeah, I thought that was a great observation made by you, Matt.
And next time when we have more time, we'll have to take the Tasmanian couple's advice and pay the $28 to go into the museum.
Yeah, they were preaching it. They were well into it. So there you go, Glen Rowan. Great town, visit it.
Yeah, 8 out of 10 from me.
All right, catch you in the next episode of On the Road Again. The most boring podcast title.
Later.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What an episode. How good was that?
Ah, oh, God. That was the best podcasting experience of my life.
Yeah, I think that's going to be like the Beethoven Fifth Symphony of podcasting. They'll be playing that still in hundreds of years.
I think that's the dream world of podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
The Midnight Oil song Dream World?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, maybe the Wet and Wild of podcasts. All the rides were great.
Okay, you went Dream World and then remembered...
The bad thing that happened. But yeah, not Movie World. World's a bit overrated.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But yeah, what a delight listening to that episode. Listen to all the mistakes and all the ums and ahs and the...
We paid an editor as well, who was great. Great guy. But
great guy.
Just, I think... Maybe thought too much of our ums and ahs.
Yeah, we might need to pay an editor that hates us, that can't stand out.
Yeah, chop it down. I reckon we could have got that down to 5-10 minutes for sure. But anyway, no, it was so much fun, and thank you so much for listening. The next episode, which is going to be an absolute banger, is about our nation's capital.
Yes.
Canberra. All the bloody clowns live up in bloody Capitol Hill.
Oh, God, I can't believe that place. Can't believe we even went there. A comedy club there. Oh. but anyway, yeah, I've been Nick Capper, and you can catch me. My socials are Capper Flapper.
And I've been Matt Stewart. I'm Matt Stewart Comedy on Facebook, Instagram, and MattStewart_art on Twitter. And those links to all our social medias will be in the show notes. Please send us a message or a tweet. If you want to.
Yeah, send us a message. Or share it if you do like it.
Because honestly, what an insight into comedy and how it all works. Because I think people probably, maybe from the outside, are like, what a glamorous world it must be. And now you've got proof. It is. It is a glamorous world.
When I pulled up today at the house to record these endings and intros, Matt, I saw the beautiful Hyundai and. How it still looks like the worst car on the planet.
Yeah.
And the memories came flooding back.
It's just a little bit worse than it was 6 months ago on this tour. But the tape on that headlight is holding up. Okay.
Yeah, I reckon the marking tape's good. check out our other various podcasts. And thanks for listening, guys. And stay on that road again.
As we always say, stay on that road again.